Good morning. I hear the bell still ringing. I think some of our children are really enjoying doing that. That's good. I'm glad. It's good to have you here because today is Children's Day when we have a worship service that is being provided by our children by the leadership of Lois Rose. And to all of you, a very warm welcome. But we do have a few announcements before we begin. And on that note, I invite all the people who are interested in making such announcements to come forward.
Good morning. I'm Terry Wise, and I'm representing the Board of Mission and Action. When I encourage you to remember this project that we've started recently that we're supporting, it is an attempt to fund the building of a cement block wall around an orphanage in Dominican Republic. This is the same orphanage that we've helped numerous times before with building a garden and providing a washing machine and various other things that we've helped with financially and otherwise. And right now there's a Peace Corps volunteer who's working with the orphanage, and she has undertaken a fundraising campaign on a website called Indiegogo. And you can learn more about it by looking at this display, which will be in the Jonathan Edwards room. Indiegogo, IndieGogo.com. And the project is called Wallflower, Wall-Flower. So you can find it there and donate online. If you do, tell me about it so I can keep a tally of what our church has contributed. Otherwise, you can send a church or send the church a check or leave it in the collection plate with a memo, Wall Campaign, Mission in Action. So we would love to amass $5,000 toward this project. Her goal is $15,000, but that is half of what they need. So anything that we can do is really appreciated. It would also be fun if we could send a group to help build the wall, but we'll see what happens with that. So thank you for anything you can contribute.
Hi, I'm Cindy Brown, and I'm representing Growth and Fellowship. I have two announcements. The Growth and Fellowship Committee is meeting tomorrow, Monday, at 7 p.m., and all past and present members are encouraged to attend. And then we've moved the Strawberry Social date. It was going to be next Sunday, June 17, but now the Strawberry Social is going to be on July 8. So I hope you'll mark your calendars and join us then.
I just wanted to talk about another Sunday event. 2 weeks from today, the Schneiers have graciously said we can come swimming. So if the weather is good that day, if people want to bring food to have a picnic lunch there, that's great. If you want to do the barbecuing, let me know, because then we'll have to arrange that with the Schneiers. But we can still do our swimming party and can have it all. We can have our party here today, and we can have a swimming party in 2 weeks.
And I just want to remind you all that there is a picnic immediately after this service out on the lawn if it's not raining. I don't think it will be. And I hope you will all stay and enjoy yourselves. There's going to be hot dogs and ice cream bars and all kinds of things. I hope some of you have brought a few salads and things. But that is going to be our sort of celebration of the children. So please, even if you have luncheon plans, as some of you may, please stay around and enjoy yourselves for a little while with us. Now, this service is a little bit different. And there are many places where you're going to have to be somewhat tolerant. It is it is going to be pretty much led by the children, and we have a couple of dramatic presentations that are more or less, let's say disorganized, but that is what Pentecost is all about. It's about accepting the unexpected. And some of the littler children may not have it totally clear what it is they're to be doing, but we are including as many as we possibly can into the activity. There is a period when you all are going to be part of the action. And that is after the second reading, the Acts 2, 1 through 4, at which point the choir will begin to be singing a song called Tongues of Fire, which was written by me and an organist I worked with a few years ago. And I'm sorry that didn't get into the bulletin, but that's okay. In any case, at that point, the children will be passing among you, shouting the good news of Jesus Christ in one form or another. And you all have in your hands at this point also more of the good news. And as the children are sort of passing among you with their flames of fire waving, I want you to get up, as you do when you pass the peace, but in a more excited manner, and start shouting out to at least five other people your good news as well. Now, do you all have that straight? Of course, if you have trouble walking, you're not expected to do this, but please, and the children will be also shouting, and the choir will also be singing. So, beware, this is going to last for about 5 minutes or so. And in that time, we will be ending it. When you hear the choir beginning to slow down and go softer, then you simply start saying quietly to one another, peace, as you would during the passing of the peace. Is that clear? Yes. Oh, any questions? So you are going to be part of this service as well as the children. So now we will begin with our introit.
Please join me in the call to worship. A mighty wind has blown. The Spirit moves and gathers us into community. Let us marvel at God's power. O God, you have spoken to men and women of old through dreams and visions, yet we confess that we seek rely on reason and tradition alone. Fill us with vision, lead us into the future, and enable us to grow towards a deeper understanding of your nation. In the power of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The first reading is from Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as they migrated from east, they came upon a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitum for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, otherwise we shall be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which mortals had built. And the Lord said, "Look, they are one people, and they all have one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse the language there, so they will not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from over all the face of the earth, and they left the building of the city off. Therefore, it is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad the face of all the earth.
Now would the children please come forward? We are going to scatter. We're going to build and scatter. Come, hurry, run.
When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit had gave them ability.
Oh,
The next reading is from Acts chapter 2, verses 12 through 15 and 36. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified."
We are about to enter into our prayers together. If you have a joy or a concern, that we invite you now to share it aloud so that we can also celebrate it or put it into our prayers of concerns and joys as well. Please, I invite you. Joyce. What was his first name again?
Vern.
David.
I'd like to give thanks for the joy of all of our children.
For all the children. Thank you.
I'd like to continue to remember Drew Bridges, whom we memorialized this morning, and that we still miss him 5 years after his death, and we are very happy that he came into our lives in this congregation.
And I ask that we also keep Steve and Fran in our prayers, for I'm certain at this time their thoughts are also with ours. Yes, for Shelley Henderson, who was married in this sanctuary yesterday afternoon or yesterday morning. Others? I ask us to enter a time of silence, and during this time of silence, those concerns and joys we have heard raised, please include them in your prayers, and any that you have not voiced, I trust you will also raise in this time of silence. God, in this time of silence, the voices you must hear are strong. You hear the joys, the needs, the hopes, the dreams, the fears of each one, of not only we who are gathered here in this time of worship, but throughout this entire world. Thank you for being the kind of God who can hear all the needs and joys of each person. We do express our thankfulness to you today for the Spirit that has descended upon us, the Spirit that came to us on that day of Pentecost and continues to be with us today. A Spirit of life and hope, a Spirit of connectiveness, a Spirit that joins people together and takes us into that place where you are going. God, on this day, we are truly grateful for our children. May we be grateful for them every day, but today we celebrate them and recognize them, for it is through them that you promise the future. We are grateful for them, and we ask you to be with each one of them for this day and throughout the years ahead. May you allow them to grow and to be fruitful. God, we also remember Drew, for he is no longer walking this world with us, but he is in our spirits. We ask that we will continue to remember him and his parents in this difficult time, and that we will always remember the time that was shared with them. God, we pray for those who know grief, for the passing of Vern. We ask you to be with those who celebrate great moments, Shelley Henderson and her wife, and her husband. We ask you to be with all the people who are celebrating these moments today. And God, we now express our deepest thanks once again for your being with us in all times, all places, and all conditions. In the name of Jesus Christ, we offer our prayer, and through him, we offer the prayer that he taught us. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The Spirit of God has indeed descended upon the entire world, and that Spirit also leads people to do great things, big things, important things that will make this world into what God wants. What we do in this congregation is great and important, and among the important parts of our contributions are the gifts we bring today. I invite the children to be among us for a collection of this morning's gifts.
Thank you.
And if you would join your voices with us in our concluding hymn, it's on the insert, Prince of Peace. I invite you to stand for the singing.
I will follow.
the picnic.
Yeah.